Hey everybody, quick disclaimer for this episode. We recorded on a new laptop and a different sound program, which had a couple of unexpected issues. One, the sound quality on the Brian and Caitlin side sounds a little bit like they're on the phone, which was weird. But also, it surprised me by picking up all of the sounds that the actual laptop made, even if it wasn't them. So throughout the show, you will definitely hear sounds of me playing and winning various games of solitaire. It's not super loud. Hopefully it's not super annoying. Just wanted to let you know. Sorry about that. It'll be in the next episode too. Not as much though. Week after that, it will definitely be fixed because I know what settings to click now. All right, again, sorry. Enjoy.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Happy Cast with Ben and Brian. I am Ben and Brian.
And I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're Ben.
You took my name, so I was just stuck with nothing. Yeah, I'm Ben.
I've been Brian, you've been Ben.
As we've said before, yes. As
dozens of times.
Dozens. How are you, Brian?
I'm good, Ben. Really, enjoying this terrible weather. It's very hot all the time.
That's
what happened
true.
To winter, Ben?
It's hot
what happened
and loud to winter? Outside.
You say hot and loud?
It's very loud outside most of the time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Probably from the weather.
I don't think that's really a weather issue, but
I'll maybe talk about it later.
Oh, okay. Oh, teasing a future segment. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, maybe it's the happy hour, but probably not.
So your day is going pretty well though overall.
Yep, I've just been. How about you?
I know. Sure. I was on Facebook this morning, and I saw somebody refer to somebody else as their BFFL, and I didn't know what that was. Yeah, I had no idea. I've always heard BFF, but BFFL is just, it blew. I didn't know that was a thing. The kids
I didn't either.
Are... Oh, I thought you... Okay, so you think you just knew.
Well, best friends, or wait... Mm-hmm. BF. I was thinking BBF. Like, I don't know what the other B is. Best friends forever life.
Forever life. No, best friends. I appreciate it because it's less of a commitment than forever. It's like eventually we'll be dead and then we're not friends anymore. Like, we're not gonna like meet up and kick it in the afterlife like they did in the Lost finale. Spoiler alert.
Why not ghost friends?
Like the sitcom Ghost Friends?
Yeah, where all the friends become ghosts. It plays on the Ghost Network. The one that has Ghost Judge?
Oh, right. Yeah, I haven't thought about Ghost Judge in forever. You're right. I need to upgrade my cable package from nothing, which is what I have right now, to...
Supernatural.
The Supernatural package, yeah. You get the Ghost Channel, and then you just get, like, every episode of Supernatural.
You get the CW.
Yeah, the CW, yes. There you go.
This is about a very interesting conversation.
Hasn't it though?
All right, let's close the show. Stay happy.
I'm kind of out. I don't know what to tell you, how to tell you this, Ben. But I don't have anything else to say. I'm out of material completely. I'm just winging it here.
Oh, is there anything like we can? Is there anything I can like jumpstart your brain? Attach wires to it and attach those to a car.
Well, let's make that plan B.
Okay.
But I think I just. That's what an improv. That's what they call a no but. It's like no but.
But how about I don't follow that prompt, but do this instead?
We should. We haven't had a guest on the show in like a year and a half, right?
Yeah. Oh wow. Well, we have barely had a show for a year and a half.
That's true. I was trying to make it sound more impressive, but you're right.
Yeah, we haven't had a guest in a long
time.
Yeah.
We should bring somebody on. Who do you think would be a good like first guest for the season?
I'm thinking Bigfoot.
Bigfoot actually. A Bigfoot update. Getting married in October.
Really?
And he has another kid on the way. So.
Oh wow! Congrats, Bigfoot.
Yeah, out there adulting very well. So nice. Good job to Bigfoot. So he's busy.
Speaking of busy, how about Fizz busy?
I feel like she's almost too good, though. Like, she's a podcasting professional now. She's had her own show with you, and I feel like she might overshadow us.
Okay. Q is awesome.
We should actually, have you been in contact with Q? Because that could work.
We do have some mail from her, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay. Well, we'll put her on the list, but as for, like, the first guest of the year, what about Trent Armstrong from the Manners Cast?
Oh, the Manners Cast is Trent Armstrong? He's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's a pretty righteous dude, so I feel like Trent Armstrong is the right way to go.
Hey! Ooh.
Oh my goodness, everybody. It's Trent Armstrong?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute.
Manners. Remind your manners.
Mm-hmm. That's him.
P's before Q's, except after C's.
Did I hear a theremin whenever you showed up?
Yes. I've been practicing.
And you're Trent Armstrong.
Yes.
Wait a minute, Ben. I feel like we've been had. This, didn't you tell me one time that if anybody were to say Trent Armstrong three times in a row, that summons your sister?
I haven't. No, but I'm sure some people have told you that.
It's like a Beetlejuice thing. So it's not Trent Armstrong. Well, this is great too. Let me give a proper intro. Let me give a. I think so. I'm excited.
Can we say Trent Armstrong three more times? Will he show up? Let's try to get Trent Armstrong. Trent Armstrong. Trent Armstrong. Strong.
Ooh.
Trent Armstrong.
Oh, she's just back again.
Oh, we could maybe get my new mashup character I've been working on. It's Trent Armstrong Bad. He's like, oh, hey guys, I'm going to talk to you about manners. Internet from 20 years ago. Oh, my God.
Nice reference.
Dear Trent Armstrong, how do you type with boxing gloves on?
Okay. So, what were you going to do?
Okay, our real guest. Everybody, please give a warm, happy cast welcome to Caitlin, a.k.a. The New Today, a.k.a. Kurtlern, a.k.a. Punny Disposition, a.k.a. The Spaghetti Kid, a.k.a. The Top Hat Top Cat, a.k.a. Professor String Cheese, a.k.a. The Hamburglar Burglar, a.k.a. Chemtrails, a.k.a. Trent Armstrong. Welcome to the show. Did I miss any of your aliases?
I'm pretty sure you covered it.
Okay, great, great. Well, there's a lot of choices here. How would you like to be referred to on the show?
Trent.
Okay, great. We can do that.
I'm just not going to. I won't. I refuse to cater to our guests' whims.
And that's you're not. But being
they're
a very good
so whimsical.
Host,
that's the worst kind of whim.
I agree to disagree.
Since Caitlin's on the podcast, Ben, that means we're just going to talk about Hamilton for a full hour, right?
Yes.
Well, you will have some Hamilton talk later on. On next week's special bonus episode.
Uh-oh. Ben's writing checks. The podcast has to check later now. Okay, all right. I'm
it's
excited.
Not Double Jeopardy, Caitlin.
Yes, it is.
Well, I think really the best choice at this point is to go ahead, move forward to a little thing I like to call Happy Hour. Happy Hour is the part of the show where we talk about the thing that is making us most happy for that given week. Ben, would you like to go first?
I wouldn't, but I will, because I'm used to it. So I would say my Happy Hour this week is something that people may not have heard of, despite it being everywhere. People don't really know about it. I thought I'd get the word out about it. It's a game I've been playing recently. Called Solitaire.
Okay.
One is the loneliest number.
No, I think zero is more lonely than that.
Zero is fake, right?
What? Okay, what were you asking, Brian?
What's your happy hour?
Solitaire.
Solitaire. Yeah. Okay. The card game that sad old people play by themselves.
I'm a sad old people. No, okay, cool. I'm using a new computer, courtesy of Caitlin, since she has a new computer, a new computer. I got her old computer.
New old computer?
Which is good, because our other computer, if you move it, it comes unplugged. If it comes unplugged, it dies. So I can't really nudge it, which is scary for recording. Well, it came preloaded with this game I found called Solitaire.
It's a hot new discovery. Okay. Tell us how Solitaire works.
Well, no, it's not just Solitaire. It's the Microsoft Solitaire Collection. It has five different Solitaires in one game.
Okay, let me name them all. You've got your classic Solitaire.
Which is called?
You've got your Spider Solitaire.
Yes, that's in there.
You've got your Ninja Turtle Solitaire.
Nope.
Yep. You've got your Checker Solitaire.
Never heard of that one.
And you got your Solitaire, where instead of cards, they're actually just D batteries.
Nope. You got Solitaire, the Bond Girl. But that's not actually one of them. No, there's Klondike, which is classic, but who calls it Klondike? It's just Solitaire. You got your Free Cell Solitaire. You got your Spider Solitaire. You got your, whatchamacallit, Pyramid Solitaire. And you got your Tri-Peaks Solitaire. So it's five solitaires for the price of none, because it's free, and it's already on your computer probably if you have Windows. And if not, it's free.
Oh, I have Windows.
It has daily challenge. Every day, there are challenges. That's how daily challenges are. Every day.
I'm looking at one now.
A daily challenge?
I'm looking out a window now.
Well, none out there. They're all inside. Well, the daily challenge is one for each game, and you unlock coins, and coins give you medals, and medals give you achievements. Because this game, that's right, this game has Xbox achievements.
Okay, now I know why you're playing.
So I'm playing Solitaire to get achievements without having to use the Xbox. I have not turned it on in like 2 days.
What? Your poor neglected Xbox.
Because I've just been playing Solitaire and Nancy Drew.
Solitaire for days.
And
Gotta get them achievements.
Sometimes they have events. And events, they give you like 30 challenges to complete in 24 or 48 hours. And sometimes it's like a whole mess of Spider Solitaire ones. They're really difficult. So when they get too difficult, if I really want to win and get my achievement, I go to YouTube and watch Solitaire walkthroughs.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
That's what I've done to complete the expert challenges. Because Free Cell is really hard.
I guess I've only ever played the Klondike Solitaire.
Oh, Klondike, that's the classic. You got to stack your stuff, get them all at the top right, ace to king, but you can only stack them on the bottom rows, going like black, red, black, red, black, red. We got your Pyramid Solitaire. That one's one of my favorite ones. That one, they're in a pyramid shape. You have to get rid of the ones in the bottom row first, and then the next row all the way up to the top row. And to do that one, you have to only match stuff that equals a total of 13, with king being 13, ace being 1. So you try to match them up and clear the pyramid. That one's fun. There's Spider, which is kind of fun if you do it in one suit. You can choose, you have a choice of 1, 2, or 4 suits. In that one, you have several rows that are all face-down stuff, and you have to try to stack them up in order, king at the top, ace on the bottom. But the thing is, you can only move stuff around certain ways, and yet if you try to deal more cards out, it deals one card onto every single pile, which makes it a lot harder to do. You got your Free Cell, which I hate, and it's difficult, where you have 4 empty cells at the top. It looks kind of like normal Solitaire. You can only stack them in order of red, black, red, black. But you can't just pick up a whole stack. You have to have space to put each one individually. And you have 4 empty spaces. You can't pick up a stack, only one at a time. So that's just difficult and annoying. And there's Tri-Peaks, which is awesome, where you have like 3 pyramids. And you have to kind of, you can only knock cards off the pyramid if it's 1 card above or 1 card below the card you currently have on the bottom, like in your hand or whatever. And so you can try to like chain up and go like 3, 4, 5, 6, 5, 4, 6. You can't go 6. That wouldn't work after 4. But you know how it works. It just kind of chains all the way up and it makes really fun sounds. And there's a star club, which is a, they have bonus challenges that you can do where you try to unlock them all. And if you get enough stars, you can unlock new backs for your card or a new background like an aquarium. I'm playing Solitaire right now.
What? While you're podcasting?
That is how high energy this game is.
Okay, well, really, as soon as you told me you're playing Solitaire on your computer, there's only one question that I have that matters.
Yes.
When you win, as you do, do cards fly all over the screen to indicate like how good you are at Solitaire?
Sometimes, yes. But sometimes there are fireworks. Sometimes the cards turn into butterflies. They do all sorts of things. But sometimes they do the bouncy thing.
Okay, all right. That's fine. That's
I have an aquarium background that I play on. The backs of my cards are old Wild Westy themed. There are special challenges you can do where it's like, can you complete this deck? And it starts mid-game and it's like a little difficult because the guy sucked at it and you have to try to fix the problem he made. Or like, can you get this many twos in this many games? I don't know. Okay, I'll stop talking about Solitaire.
Do you get anything for completing all the challenges? Do you unlock a secret final game type?
Oh, I'm not sure yet.
Like Strip Solitaire?
Maybe. I've never gotten that far yet. I'm currently working my way through some of the classic Klondike Solitaire challenges. But you get achievements, and that's what I care the most about.
You do love those achievements, man. In fact, on the Xbox, there's a leaderboard of like all of your friends for the past month who had the most achievements. And Ben's always number one on my friends list.
On mine, I'm either one or two, kind of depending. I have one friend. I don't know how he's my friend on my friends list, but he is. But he's sometimes number one.
On my friends list, you're always number one. I've seen my roommate get legitimately upset that you're always number one.
Really?
Because you're his friend, too. He's like, I'll just check out. Like, I've been getting a lot of achievements this month. Let's check it out. It's like, I'm number two. It's always number two to this guy. He's always number one. Yeah. So just take pleasure in the fact that that's happening.
I mean, if it was January, I know why. I played so many like random old games I got but never had actually played before. I was just rocking my way through those. But now he's just going to see all my achievements are from Solitaire, and he's going to be even madder that I'm number one.
All those Solitaire points.
And Brian, I may be number two on your leaderboard, but you are number one on my friend leaderboard in my heart.
Oh, thanks, Ben.
That's going to be my speech. At my next wedding, my best man. What?
Wait, what?
Megan Hager.
Does Megan know about this?
No, we're going to get remarried.
Oh,
and
okay.
You'll be best man again, and I'll give a speech to my best man about it. That's how weddings work, I think.
Is that? Well, yeah, I didn't. You did, that didn't happen last time, but I didn't give you a best man speech either.
But if you had, I would have given you a groom speech back at the best man.
I mean, I did give you a great best man speech the night before at the bachelor party. Too bad none of the other bachelors are here to, confirm these claims.
Isn't that speech also in the special podcast or no? The one where everyone like gave feedback?
Oh, wait. Yeah, I totally did give my speech in a podcast.
Everyone's
yeah,
that heard that
right.
one now.
That sounds like me.
All right. Okay. Well, yeah, Solitaire. Well, so I'll stop there.
Congratulations on your... A love affair with Solitaire. I hope you guys are very happy together.
Oh, we are. I'm completing challenges right now. It's going very well. And I'm not even doing walkthroughs on YouTube anymore.
Oh, so professional.
Because I'm not playing Spider. I mean, I'm not playing Free Cell, which is the worst.
Mm-hmm. Well, so next happy hour, I'm gonna let the guest go before me because I'm a gentleman. So, Caitlin.
You forgot yours, didn't you?
Because no, yeah, no, it's like a manners thing. I thought since Trent's on the podcast,
that is not
you would
Trent.
Really appreciate.
I am Trent.
This is some Mission Impossible thing where your voice box just stopped working to pretend that you're Trent.
I'm not pretending.
We all know it's your sister, but what people don't realize is that she's actually been Trent this whole time.
What? I met Trent. And he was much taller than my sister.
Well, you know, I'm super tall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's an illusion.
Okay,
you just
Trent,
think she's short.
If you are Trent, where did we meet you when we met you?
IHOP?
No, say, wrong.
Say in Texas.
Waffle House?
No.
Waffle House.
Dude, that's all Texas
bowling?
Is. No. Stop. Why are you guessing? If you were Trent, you'd know. The real Trent knows.
I'm testing you.
Anyway, what's your happy hour, Caitlin? / the new today?
I had a tie between two.
Yeah, pick one.
And I'm going to pick one.
Very strict rules here on the Happy Cast.
I would guess mine is this app that I started playing yesterday.
No, you can't use that because I'm using that for a future happy hour.
It's really cool.
I told you about it last night.
And it's made me happy every hour since then.
No, because I'm saving it for next week. Use your other happy hour.
Okay. My other happy hour is my Hamilton book.
There you go. Why? What book is it? I shouldn't be asking. I know.
Hamilton, The Revolution. Oh, yeah. You got it for my birthday. You and Megan. It was more her than you.
No, I'm the one that saw it and picked it out.
So I'm mainly thanking her for this.
Oh.
And it's Hamilton, The Revolution by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Who's that?
And Jeremy McCarter. And it's super cool because it has all the lyrics in it and then footnotes by Lin, and it has like cool behind the scenes pictures and like the making of and kind of showing how they got the musical off the ground and how many times it almost didn't happen, but then it did happen.
Why would you need the lyrics if you already know all the lyrics?
Because he wrote footnotes for them.
Okay.
And the footnotes are seriously the most fun.
Why doesn't he rap the footnotes?
Like, for example, I wish writing were really like the way Andy's staged in here. Me and a mania at a desk while a group of people stand around cheering in awe. More realistically, it's me pooping around on Twitter until I get an idea. That was a footnote.
Like literally pooping around?
Yeah, that's all. He just does poop emojis to people on Twitter.
I'm glad I'm not watching Hamilton if all he does is poop around the stage.
Yeah, that's all he does. But it's good.
That sounds good. I need to get that. Can I buy it at a bookstore? Are bookstores still a thing?
Yeah, I bought it at a bookstore.
And he also talks about how he... And the second song is called Aaron Burser. And he said that he spent like a couple hours writing down every single rhyme for Burr that he could think of. And he was determined to use them all in the musical. And he put in a line about Hamilton punching the Burser, even though that didn't happen, just because it would rhyme. Anyway, that's a cool fact, I guess.
No, I mean, I can't. Can you blame him? How can anybody say no to a rhyme like that?
I don't think they could say no, maybe. Say no to this. Get it?
I don't know what's happening.
We get it. I get it. Ben, you get it?
You have to take over here. This is Hamilton talk.
What? I have to do the heavy lifting? Okay.
In the Hamilton segment, yeah.
Okay, heavy lifting. How much does the book weigh? Everybody knows that
literally heavy lifting.
Yes,
I would say 3 pounds? I don't know. I'm not good at judging weights. Mm-hmm. But it's about the weight of a kitten.
No, it's not. It's heavier than a kitten.
Like a heavy kitten.
Guys, you should not judge a book by its weight. Is that slogan? Is that saying?
That slogan. Yep, that... Great marketing slogan.
Don't judge a book by its weight. Get a Kindle.
Oh, cool, because they made the edges sort of all torn and old looking.
No, I did that.
Oh. What?
No.
I ripped it up before we gave
or
it to
maybe her. Hamsters have been chewing on it. Who knows?
Ben actually bought it like used at like a secondhand bookstore. That's what that is.
No, I mean, I went to a third-hand bookstore.
What? But you only have two hands, Ben.
It's not for me. It's not a store for humans.
Okay. Who does have three hands?
Well, like bears?
The government? You got the three hands of the government, right? The legislative hand, right? Their hands, right?
Yeah. It's probably somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
What about your, Brian? What about your?
I'm Brian.
What about your Brian?
Oh, my happy thing. Okay, I will keep mine brief as it is a movie that recently came out, so spoiler-free talk. I saw the new X-Men movie, Logan, where Hugh Jackman is a old mutant man with knife hands that cuts people up. It's pretty good. I recommend it to everyone except for the kiddies because it's rated R.
Ooh, is it more rated R than Deadpool or less rated R?
Less, I guess. Okay. Still hard. It's still a very hard R. It's just it doesn't really revel in its R-ratedness like Deadpool does.
Okay, see, I thought about seeing it, but then I remembered that I don't like Wolverine that much, so I didn't.
I got a talk with him on it when I went to the movies.
With Wolverine
on it? The guy talked me into getting the cup with Wolverine on it. It was only 75 cents more, and I got to bring it home, and now I have his little claws on it.
That's a really good story, Caitlin.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. I wish I, but also, I wish I the movie...
You got upsold at a movie theater.
The movie I saw, I was tricked into seeing... because I thought it was going to be a horror movie, but it was just a Bible movie. It was called The Shack, and so I immediately said yes, because it sounded like horror, and I looked it up, and I was like, too late to back out now.
Is it about O'Neill?
No, Shaquille. It's about a shack, and it's a Bible movie.
They got you.
You got tricked.
But yeah, to me, Wolverine is like the Superman of Marvel. He's like, oh, look, he doesn't age, he can't die, he got bones made of metal, he got knife hands.
Okay,
he's
well,
all throughout time.
Okay, if that's your big complaint with the character, you might like this movie because he's a very old, dying Wolverine. And he's weak, so
okay,
that checks all your boxes.
That is better, but does he go throughout time?
No. I mean, this takes place in, I think, the year like 2029. The far-flung future. Okay. Something terrible has happened to all the X-Men, but they never say what it is, but something bad went down, and the only people that are left are Wolverine and Captain Picard.
I bet it's stuff that they're going to tease in the next few movies.
Wouldn't his blood rust his bones?
His adamantium skeleton? No.
You think they could have at least given him stainless steel bones?
I don't know. The biology of Wolverine.
Old metal bones.
They're not like aluminum tubes for bones.
Hey, no, he's just made out of cans, like Campbell's soup cans.
That's his whole skeleton?
Yes.
And his knife fingers are can openers.
And
so say,
yeah,
I'm about
then
to open
his blood
a can
is just soup.
Whoop, boop. I was trying to censor the second half, so it's whoop, boop. That's his catchphrase.
I'm
though.
Sure no one knows what that second word was supposed to be.
But.
Mm-hmm. It was get a censor butt. Can't say butt.
Can't say butt in
or
the podcast.
Booty. I like a booty.
So our happy hours are Solitaire, Hamilton Book, and Logan.
Logan. Yes, yes. Also, there's no scene post-credits for Logan. So once that movie's over, you get up. You walk out, you throw away your Redenbachers that you brought with you, because you're not going to buy movie theater popcorn. You can bring it from home. And you just get home as fast as you can. And then pick up the phone, call me, and we're going to talk about how great it was. This applies to anybody listening right now.
Oh, to call you afterwards?
Yeah.
But only sure. If they bring Redenbacher with them.
Yeah, of course. Your Redenbacher.
The man, not the popcorn. And then you can kidnap him and make him tell you his recipe.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah, I really want to know the 11 herbs and spices in Redenbacher's popcorn.
I don't think that's real.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's very real. Was there, Caitlin, was there a post-credit scene at the end of your Bible movie? Did Nick Fury show up and recruit them to join the Avengers?
No, what happened was... At the beginning, Delilah, the radio lady, started talking. I did not think she looked like that. I mean, she doesn't
like
look terrible. I didn't think she looked like what she looks like.
This sounds like you're dancing around saying something.
You just hear her voice. No, you just see her. You just hear her. And she did not match the image in my head.
Well, what is the image in your head?
I thought it was going to be like a redhead sultry lady.
Really?
Jessica Rabbit.
What Delilah are you listening to?
I don't know what I thought.
I just looked at, she looks about how I expected her to look. Like some lady. Oh.
Let me get in on this, guys. I'm going to look up Delilah.
So she came on at the beginning of the movie saying, stay tuned for after the scenes or the credits, whatever, because we went opening night. And so it was a special thing. They were going to show, like, another hour
of,
like, the making of and music videos. And I was just thinking, I don't want to be doing this, especially not on the work night.
Whoop.
And so at the end, when we were watching the credits, my friend was like, hey, do you want to stay? And I was like, do you want to stay? And then she said, but do you want to stay? And I just said, I have work tomorrow. You can stay, though. And she said, no, I have work, too. And then we just left.
Oh, man, that was a real Mexican standoff of a story there.
Do you want to stay?
Like, I really did not want to stay.
I figured as much.
I'm pretty sure the main guy was Australian or something. You could tell he had some sort of an accent that he was hiding.
Was it Hugh Jackman?
That applies to my movie as well, yes.
I don't know what his name was, but you can just tell he wasn't American.
That sounds kind of racist, Caitlin.
No, he was just lying.
Delilah?
He's doing his job, actors lie.
So what is The Shack about?
Octavia Spencer is God and they call her Papa, and this guy's daughter was murdered and he's all mad at God and stuff and saying God is terrible for letting my kid get murdered.
Oh, hey, Tim McGraw's in it.
He stays at a shack where she was murdered, and then he hangs out with Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit for the weekend.
Is that a spoiler?
I don't know.
The plot.
First.
I don't know, because I just I'm reading the plot synopsis on Wikipedia, and it says, Mac travels there and is overcome with rage and suicidal thoughts until he meets a mysterious trio of strangers who seek to help him understand. Sounds like you just spoiled that whole plot point.
No, it's in the book.
Who read the book? I didn't even know it was a book.
Me neither. Right. And then I thought, oh, maybe it'll mainly be about murder and mystery, but it was not even. It wasn't bad, though. It just, I was hoping it would be scary. I just felt kind of tricked.
It is a mismatched title. The Shack sounds very ominous.
It does.
I'm still going to pretend that Shack was in it.
Is he one of the three strangers?
He's all three of the strangers.
Shaq is actually three people on top of each other's shoulders dressed up in a basketball uniform. Not a lot of people know that.
That is true. All right, that's going to be in the picture for the episode.
Ooh, can I just like say like crazy stuff and you have to do it?
I already do that. We say weird cookies and gravy, that's in there. Ba Arthur, that's in the last picture.
I don't even remember saying Ba Arthur, but I'm glad it made it to the picture.
We're talking about the E shortage and how all E's were taken out of things.
Oh, right. Okay, you're right.
And
yes.
B. Arthur took out one letter out of B. Arthur. It was the E, of course. Mm. All right, so happy hour's over, I assume.
It's over. So let's move forward to a bummer. Welcome to Negative Happy Hour, where we talk about the thing that's not making us happy for the week. Ben, what is your negative happy hour?
My negative happy hour is all about something. I forgot what it is, actually. Oh, yeah, I mentioned loudness outside. Okay, so a lot of things have happened since the last time our show died and came back from the grave.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to use the Taco Bell mobile app as my bumper patrol. But because I mentioned the loud thing, I'll go with that one. Okay, so Taco Bell. No, not Taco Bell. Loudness.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that one. All right, so about a month or two ago, Megan and I woke up to the sounds of what sounded like zombies trying to break into our apartment through the roof and the walls. And it was early in the morning, and it was terrifying, and we did not know what was going on. We're on the second floor, by the way, and we just heard, like, bangs all over both walls of the bedroom and above us on the roof. And it was terrifying. So we looked outside, and stuff was being thrown down. There were ladders everywhere. We looked at the front. There was people all over the place. We found out later that the landlord hired people to change the shingles on our roof and did not let us know. So it was terrifying. It happened for 2 or 3 days, waking us up about at like 6 or 7 in the morning, which is really bad when we go to bed at 4 because of our schedule. So it was terrifying. It was extremely loud. It was just constant banging on every wall, scraping, trying to scrape the old shingles off. It looks nice now, but that was terrifying. And then he's been doing a lot of improvements. He just recently put in a storage unit in the back, which is pretty nice. That one wasn't that loud, other than the time that the cement truck showed up and had to really fortify its place in the parking lot and put a concrete tube over our apartment in a very long tube. I don't know how they pumped it up and over the apartments, but they did, which was terrifying. And now they have been taking apart our stairs and trying to give us new stairs. So for a while we had no stairs on part of it and we couldn't really get down. Today we had no floor on our upper landing. We woke up to loud banging starting at 8 in the morning. I looked out the window, and if I stepped out the door, I would have just fallen.
So how can you leave your apartment now? Is there like a ladder?
I currently can now. They put in a bunch of beams, and right before Megan went to work, they knew about right about what time she has to leave, so they laid down some plywood over the beams so she could leave.
And I thought you said beads.
Oh no, bees.
Oh, bees. Yeah, gotcha.
Beans. Well, when I opened the door earlier, when there were just beams, and he nailed a large plank of wood across our door. So I guess we couldn't, like, blindly just step out like Mr. Magoo. You're like, whoops. But it's been very loud. We currently still have plywood floor outside, and I think they're going to keep working on it. They've added some new stairs, but they're still working on giving us new stairs. I don't know. There's a lot going on, and it's very loud and early. And I'm glad they actually stopped before the recording, because they were going up until like about 30 minutes before we started recording.
Oh, well, that worked out then.
You would have heard stuff, for sure.
For sure. Okay, well, at least, you know, they're upgrading your apartment, new facilities, stairs. Maybe they'll put in an elevator.
That would be amazing, but I don't think they'll do that one. But
maybe they'll put in, like, a freight elevator.
When I looked outside, I was just terrified that I would look at my phone and see that there's some rare shadow of a Pokemon at the nearby Pokestop, and I wouldn't be able to go.
But luckily, every parent's nightmare.
Luckily, it didn't happen.
Yes.
It was like an obstacle course or something. Like, and every time you walked on the plywood, it kind of bends. You're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it does bend a little bit. It is.
You can feel the give underneath you?
A little bit, yeah.
Yes, it's scary. And then it's like you don't want to have two people on at the same time, so you just wait.
Oh, as a man, a hefty gentleman, I don't feel okay about that. I would be nervous.
Well, we're all pretty nervous going up and down this thing right now. So I think it's going to be done soon. I hope it'll be done soon. But yeah, so that's my Bubba Patrol, and I'm saving Taco Bell mobile app for next week.
Uh-oh, you've been warned, Taco Bell mobile app, step it up.
You're on notice. What's a clapback? Am I doing that?
I think that's sexual.
No, it's not. I know it's not that.
Are you sure?
Yes,
I'm going to look it up. I'm looking up an Urban Dictionary, guys. We're going to settle this.
Don't look up an Urban Dictionary.
Yep.
No, I'm pretty sure it's like... Oh,
to return a disc.
Yeah, see, I told you.
Particularly when related to a beef in the hip-hop world.
Yeah, well, I'm going to clap back at Taco Bell mobile app next week. I know, I heard Trevor Noah say it on The Daily Show, and I thought I should say it too.
Well, I guess I was a little wrong.
He says a lot of millennial things, even though he's older than me.
How much older?
He's a fake millennial.
He's 32.
Faux millennial.
No. All right, so that's what I'm bummed about. Are we going the same order? Caitlin, what are you bummed?
Okay. My bummer petrol is getting ready for work in the morning.
Ugh, the worst.
Yeah, because I have to wake up at like 5 to get to work around 6. And I always, well, as soon as I get there, I wait until the very last minute. So I have to be with those people.
Caitlin, what if those people listen to this podcast?
No, they probably feel the same way. And then it's like super dark in the hallway. And I don't want to like wake up people. And so I just kind of lumber around in the dark. And the other day, I was running late. And I almost forgot my glasses. I actually had forgotten them one day. And then work was not fun because I could not really see anything.
How do you forget your glasses once you're in the car?
Well, it's dark, so I can't tell.
That's even worse.
I mean, my vision is... like, it's everything is dark, so I can't tell. I'm not seeing the dark clearly.
Caitlin, that's...
Then usually, sometimes I'll get outside, and it'll be raining or something. I'll be like, man, I forgot my glasses. Oh, well, I'm running late. I'm going to go.
No, that's not how that works. That's not how glasses work.
Yeah.
All the cops who listen to the show are going to go arrest you right now.
No, and... we had this table at the end of the hall with flowers on it. And one day I ran into it and they knocked over, but I was running late. So I just picked the bike up and stuffed flowers back inside, just left it and hoped it would dry.
And how did Mom feel about that?
She didn't notice. She just thought
she knows now.
No, I told her later and she didn't seem to be mad.
I don't know.
It was an endearing, like, oh, Caitlin, that little scamp. That's what it was like.
I don't know. I don't think so. Might be how your brain perceives it. I don't think that's how that is.
Rain jackets when it's rainy or just normal jackets when it's, like, actually cold in the morning and forgetting glasses and running into things in the dark and knocking a bunch of stuff over. And then also having to be up early. Those are all my least favorite things.
Why don't you use your phone for light?
It's in my pocket.
Why don't you take it out so you can see and not break
things?
Sometimes
I do, but then it gets dark really fast again. And then it doesn't really seem to be good at being a flashlight. I'll be like blinded by it and I still run into stuff. So maybe I just run into things a lot, no matter what the light level is.
That's accurate from my recollection.
Yeah. So I guess just getting ready for work in the morning is my least favorite.
So can I, I would like, is anybody, Ben, okay, sorry, yes, now, okay.
All right, okay.
Am I the only one that heard that story and couldn't help but think, man, I really want to hear like a Sound of Music-esque musical number about Caitlin's least favorite thing?
Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
Okay, good. I'm glad it's not just me then. I just wanted to check.
I was about to start singing it too, but I thought I would save the podcast listeners.
Thank you.
I also briefly thought about singing it.
That would have been fine though.
It would have been so cool if we did it at the same time.
But like different lyrics? It's like, waking up early and knocking down flowers, do-do-do-do.
Something powers.
Rent Austin Powers. It's at the Red Box, cost $1.50. These are my least favorite things.
Ruby, very, very.
I don't know how.
I'm just going to edit all this out.
Ben.
This is all gone.
No. Okay.
No, people will love it.
Oh, how about you, Ryan?
On the note of forgetting your glasses, I forgot my glasses this morning heading to work until I got into my truck, and I thought, like, man, the weather's very blurry this morning.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized.
And it is hard because a couple of mornings when I forgot, it was just really foggy outside, and so it's like, I guess extra blurry, but you can't really tell.
It's like
I don't know.
Cataracts.
I want my cataract.
What? Do you just say things without thinking about them?
No! Chili's cataract. Yuck.
So, Brian, what are you bummed about?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to turn my mic off for a while. Okay. Oh, okay. Here's my bummer patrol, guys. I bought a package of peanut butter M&Ms the other day.
Yeah.
They're the best. They're like Reese's Pieces, but better.
Good.
Than that.
Yeah. I don't like Reese's Pieces. Peanut butter M&Ms are good.
Oh, they're great. They're great.
Reese's Pieces are good. I mean, the little baby Reese's, the little cups.
Oh, the miniature cup. Those are good. Yes.
Well, yeah.
I always thought those were called Reese's Pieces.
But no.
Who is Reese?
His pieces. Yeah, and then the big Reese's are also good. Like, most Reese's products are good, except the pieces.
Those are terrible.
Yeah, they're garbage.
Yeah.
Aliens would like those.
I know. You have to be from another planet. That was my takeaway from E.T. But I noticed that it's something I've known for a while. But I noticed the package is sharing size. I'm like, oh, it's a sharing size. I'm going to eat it alone, though? but it used to be king size. We've moved away from that verbiage. And, you know, rightfully so, because it's good to get the message out there. Because before, they were kind of giving the vibe of like, oh, look at this. This is a king size package of M&Ms. I'm so regal. I'm royalty because I'm eating all these M&Ms. And now it's more like, hey, dog, you should probably get, like, a friend or two to help you tear up these M&Ms.
I was thinking you were going to say that as king size is sexist. It assumes that it can't be queen size. But
well, that would be, like,
M&Ms.
Well, that would be slightly...
Why do I keep causing long silences?
Okay, sorry guys, I blacked out for like 10 seconds there. yeah, the sharing size, bummer patrol, sharing size. It's I like it, but it's kind of a bummer. So there you go.
Hey, what's the deal with fun sizes? The size isn't fun at all.
I know. What's the deal with that? It's like fun
yeah,
in the sense
plane.
Of like an old. It's fun in the sense of like an older Southern woman would say it like. Oh, look at that candy bar. It's so small. Isn't that fun? It's so fun.
And that lady's wrong.
Oh, come on, Ben. You just have a little candy bar? Just eat the little fun ones.
Is this your new character you're working on, Brian?
Ben, come on now. Actually, I'm doing a loving impersonation of my great-grandmother is what I'm doing right now.
Ooh, can I meet her sometime?
Maybe, yes.
Okay,
maybe
good.
When you're... Yes, yes.
I want to meet her.
She's great. She's like the most delightful human being I've ever met.
I demand to meet her.
I don't. You know, I might be a little bit biased, but I'm a big fan of my great grandmother. She's pretty cool.
No, my grandma's pretty cool.
I didn't say anything about my grandmother. My great grandmother is very cool. My grandmother. We'll talk about that some other time.
She's a terrible person.
I mean. I feel like there's like a 98% chance she'll never hear this, but I'm going to err on the side of caution just in case.
Okay. That's
all my grandparents are great. They're all, well, no, I mean, except the ones that aren't great grandparents.
No, we know what she really thinks, and she'll know.
Yeah, okay. Really had to back out of that. Anyway, that's my new character, Old Southern Lady. So that concludes Bummer Patrol.
We should move on to feedback.
Sound.
The mail's here.
Oh, great. Thanks.
What's this? A letter for me. Welcome to the listener feedback portion of the show. If you'd like to contact us, please send an email to happycastfeedback@gmail.com. That's right, happycastfeedback@gmail.com.
Ben, do we have any feedback?
We do. We have feedback. We got one from Google. Security alert for your linked Google account. New sign-in from Firefox on Windows. It's just me on the new computer.
Well, I'm glad that Google's watching her back on that one. Can't be too careful.
We have one from Dongguin Yuan Fingli. New products they have. Dear sir or madam, how are you? I know you from web. Established in 2007, we are the manufacturer of LED emergency bulb and tube, solar lights, audio appliances, etc. We have 5 advantages and 4 industry pioneer. We have below 3 new products, and they list off like a solar lantern, another one, an LED bulb. And he wants to know if we want to buy any of them.
Do we want to buy any of them?
I don't know. He does know us from web.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, web. Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people from web.
Who? Like who? Name one person you know from web.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Charlotte.
Who?
Charlotte.
Who's Charlotte?
You know Charlotte's web?
You got me. You're Caitlin. I knew Caitlin from the internet. Yeah, that's right. And then, yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah.
And what about me, though?
I don't remember how we met,
Did podcasts count as web? Like old MST3K videos?
No, I know you from pod. Like a webcast, then it would be from web.
Okay. Well, we do have a feedback from listener Q. The letter Q.
What? Woo-hoo!
I will not disclose her real name because I don't know if we've said it before or not.
Also, she signs a Q. Want to say it.
don't say it, Brian. Don't say it.
I won't.
Don't say it.
I won't. Okay, I'm not. I'm not saying it.
All right. No, it's not, Kaylin. That's a different
one. That's Faces, isn't it?
Her name's Rebecca. Are you just saying that ladies' names?
Anyway, Q says, "Dear Ben and Brian," and not Caitlin.
Wow, did she say that?
She said that because she knew from the future that Caitlin's on this show.
She got you. That's what the millennials call snapback. Boom.
No, that's when you do the on Snapchat. It's a clapback, Brian.
Oh, sorry.
It's a slapback.
Yeah, snapback is a hat.
A slapback is when you slap your back. That's good job, guys. Dear Ben and Brian, I am so happy to hear your dulcet tones on the airwaves again. I didn't know I was dulcet.
I get that a lot.
I know you're dulcet, but I didn't think I was a dulcet one.
You're very dulcet, Ben. You don't give yourself enough credit for your
very dulcet today.
Dulcity.
Listen how dulcet my voice is.
Oh my god.
What? That's my new radio voice.
Don't.
She continues, I had been thinking only a month ago how much I missed HappyCast. My happy hour this week is not something that happened this week. But oh well. Well, skip the segment then. Can't read it. Didn't happen.
I think we can make an exception.
It is not. I went to an escape room with a bunch of friends a few months ago, and it was awesome. The themes were pretty fun. Egyptian tomb and fantasy story, respectively. And the puzzles were interesting without being extraordinarily complicated or overly simple. However, I wished each escape room could have been longer. It felt like it was over far too quickly. I appreciated how each of my friends had a chance to shine. It was a great bonding experience. Thank you.
Yeah, that sounds good. Did she go on your recommendation?
No, I mean, I don't think so. I don't think she knew I worked at one. But see, look, they're everywhere.
They are everywhere.
They're everywhere.
They're spreading.
And I work at one, and I feel like it's a compliment to me, even though it's not the one I went to or that I work at.
You know, it's your industry, so congratulations, Ben.
She continues, my bum patrol this week is the overwhelming feeling that I do not know enough and may never know enough. Well, that's really sad. I'm a little bummed out now just thinking about that.
Bum patrol.
Yeah. Whether this is work or trying to keep up with the news, I feel like I'm always behind on what I should know. Maybe this is partially because every field is evolving. Every generation must learn all the things the previous generation learned, plus what the previous generation contributed. The only thing I can do is to keep working to catch up. Conserve happy Q.
That was great. Thank you, Q.
I chose to stop learning things and just go straight into solitaire and back to podcasting. And now I feel
better. Why do you write like you're running out of time?
You write nonstop. Nonstop.
Who does what?
We're helping Q.
Are you referencing things again, Caitlin?
No.
Were you referencing Hamilton again, Caitlin?
No.
You weren't? Okay. And that's the email we have. We also got a couple tweets. We've gotten some tweets about our episodes that have come out.
Lovely, and lovely.
I will have to find them. Like Fizzbiz, for example, said she is now scared to touch her eyes after hearing about my crazy eye situation. So you're welcome.
That was very. I'm also afraid about my own eyes. Maybe they'll just pop out one day. I didn't know they can move like that.
If I get hit the head too hard, my eyes will pop out. That is what I assumed is what was told to me when I was a kid, when I had my eye appointment. I don't know how true it is. The doctor probably talked to my mom more than me, but I'm assuming that my eyes will pop out if I get hit in the head. And I've hit my head a lot since then, so that's
terrifying.
Mom told
me about that.
See, it's true.
Like, unless... you were told that you can't play any contact sports because if you get hit in the head, you could go blind.
And I still played soccer that one time and knocked that kid over by accidentally kneeing him in the crotch.
Well done, bro.
Accidentally. Bro five.
I just hit the microphone. I didn't think to hit my own hand. Oh, I can't hit my own hand because I'm holding the mic in one hand.
Oh, there you go.
Well, and FizzBiz is listening to us in shock to learn that she's the other woman in our podcasting ship.
Why bring it up? We worked through it. We went to a podcast counselor, and we're in a very good place now. And
I don't think we agree on that.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Let's for after the show.
I don't know. Yeah, let's pick that up next week.
Yes, let's do that.
On the bonus episode.
On that, something I was about to say but won't.
Uh-oh. Well, yep, that's the feedback I have.
Okay, that's great. That's great. So I encourage people to write in, happycastrevision.com. And how are we doing on time, Ben? Do we have enough time to do a quick round of Brian just recites every lyric from Hamilton? I can do that.
You might want to save that for next week.
Oh, okay.
You might need those abilities.
Ooh, okay. Did we hit the hour mark at least?
Yeah, we did. We hit the hour.
Huzzah!
A little over.
Oh no! We need to end the show right away then.
All right, bye.
Thank everybody for listening. And
you slowed down.
We'll be back. All right, sorry. Adjusting my settings. Thank you everyone for listening. Especially thank you to the new today, aka the hot sauce guru, aka upside down pineapple cake, for being our guest. Thank you very much. And that concludes the show. So until next week, remember, keep happy.